Welcome back to Tip TV. In part one of this two-part interview I've done with Phil Busgith, we were talking about his bipolar disorder that he has suffered with since the age of 17. But he's a trader, and let's talk about his trading career now and how he has coped with something which expresses the normal emotional range to an extreme level that most of us would not actually experience, and how he's managed to cope with trading with all of those emotions. Phil, thanks back for coming back to the show. Okay, so at the end of part one, we just started to talk about how you got into trading. So it was about 8 years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah. I did a couple of courses and just tried to eke something out, really, eke a living out of trading. And it seemed at the time like the right thing to do because it was something that would enable me to be on my own. Mm. But as I've said, it's better if I'm not so much on my own, I think. And the amount of money that has been lost in those 8 years is ridiculous because of this illness, I think, or because of the emotional range. And I think that the aggressive nature when in a high means it's very difficult to stop impulses and stop bad trading, I suppose, and doubling up and all sorts of stuff like that, and losing thousands and thousands of pounds in minutes. I think my worst one, I don't know if I'm, my worst one was probably about 20, 25,000 in
seconds. Wow.
You know, it's could 2 minutes, just wow. Starting off 100, 200, 500 pounds a point, you know, yeah. It's just gone.
So, okay, so let's talk about that emotional range then. Because like you've just said, that when you're on a high, that you're more likely to be really aggressive in your trading, yes?
Definitely, yeah.
Because you're naturally more aggressive when you're on a high, and you have to be.
Yeah, and the thoughts are going so quickly, and there's no real method to the thoughts. It's very difficult to actually implement a plan. It's just, this is what I must do now, and it's extremely difficult to stop that train of thoughts. Whereas the other side, it's you know, it's difficult to get out of bed. It's difficult to see, or certainly not see anyone, open the curtains. So it's extremely difficult, yeah, to sort of manage that range, I suppose. Yeah.
So how do you manage that range? What is it you do now that you weren't doing years ago? And I know that it's still there,
yeah,
very much present. But how do you try to, if the range is here,
yeah,
we were talking earlier on that maybe you can bring that range in a little bit.
Yeah.
And let's say the normal person's range is here.
Yeah.
So how do you get it from here to here?
Have a bit more of a plan to start with, and also be aware of the signs that something's coming on. It might actually mean that I only get to trade 5 days in a month, 4 days in a month sometimes, but if I have to do that to stop myself making mistakes and generating that memory of those mistakes and stuff like that, it's better that way, I think, and better not to just lose money hand over fist.
So yeah, because the flip side is when you're suffering with an extreme low,
yeah,
then like you say, you just won't want to get out of bed, so you're less likely to trade. So the danger zone for you is actually when you're actually feeling quite energetic and high.
Yeah.
Right, and you recognise that now.
I definitely do. Yeah, but on the other side, on the lower side, it also brings on a very, very deep depression and can bring on suicidal thoughts as well if it all sort of starts becoming too much. So it's easier not to, basically.
So we are now at a point where you started 8 years ago. You went on some courses, like most people start, made money, lost money, lost,
yeah,
a lot of money,
yeah,
because of the emotional cycles that you go through. Now, there's a lot of people out there, viewers, who will have lost money before, but maybe not to the same extreme levels that you can do it on, and that you have to you have to watch that. Now, you've said before that you start to crave sugar.
I do, yes. Yeah, I think that's one of the warning signs for me, actually.
Right.
I don't know if it's to do with the brain working so fast and thoughts going so quickly, I'm just using up so much energy. I can just get through loads.
So you're almost like a Ferrari driving along at 180 miles an hour. You're going to burn through the fuel much quicker.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So but at the same time, you need the high octane fuel.
But I could be sitting here with you now, and it's going quickly. It wouldn't be necessarily noticeable. So it's very strange. It's very strange managing those two aspects and having the two at the same time sometimes as well. So having that manic high but with depression. Or having a manic low, but being in bed, buzzing, twitching. Not... and.
so it's even more complex than I thought. I thought that it was either a high or a low, but it can actually be a combination.
No, it can be a combination,
Wow. Absolutely. Okay. So let's talk about a little bit more about your trading now then. So in the last few years, and... your trading style's changed. Talk about what's changed there over the last few years. What changed from when you were, 8, 7, 6 years ago?
I started off day trading.
Okay,
possibly lots of people do.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't suit me. So I've had to move, and I've grudgingly moved into swing trading, to be honest, because it's better for me. But for a long time, I don't think I wanted to do the thing that was better for me. I wanted to just carry on day trading, but now I've accepted it and I know that that's much, much more sensible.
And so you now follow an approach of short-term swing trading?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's okay. It's good, actually. Yeah. It enables the highs and lows to sort of pan themselves out as well. And I can just leave things to trade, leave things to go. And if I want to look at it, I can look at a different laptop that doesn't have any live accounts on. And I can stay away from a live account. And I have to have these processes in place. I hope over time I won't need so many, but if I do, it's not that bad.
So you've gone from a point of your trading being very highly erratic and following the highly erratic nature of the personal issues that you've had to a point where you still have those issues, but you found a way to manage them. You can now recognize when at certain times when a certain emotional spectrum might be coming along, and so you recognize when to trade, and you've recognized, more importantly, and we always talk about it and it's a cliche, finding the right style of trading for you. Day trading is not going to be right.
No,
exactly.
No, definitely.
And so it seemed like you've turned a corner in this last 6 months.
I think so, yeah.
And that's a combination of what?
The therapy and the plan and accepting that that's what I'm going to have to do. And it's using your DST and your momentum trading. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm joking. Say it again. A little bit louder next time. Yeah.
So, it's just much more of a plan.
So when you're looking at a stock, whatever the market is, what is it you're looking... You mentioned before you're looking for like a momentum-type move, a strong, powerful move in a market?
Yes, yeah.
And what are you using? What time frames are you using?
Daily, four-hourly, hourly, mainly, for a momentum-type move. And then if I can manage it, if I can be up and I can focus on things, I'm quite happy to do a much more of a full market analysis and use all sorts of, the DST type stuff. So there's two or three different styles I can adopt depending on where I am in that spectrum almost.
Yeah.
So that's been extremely helpful. Have those different styles.
And so, and because, your therapy only finished a couple of months, 2 months ago.
August, yeah.
Yeah, so we're really just coming on the back of this. And the reason that I was so keen to have you on is because most traders experience a range of emotions. We all do to one degree or another, but where I feel that it was very powerful having you on is because yours are much more extremes at both ends. And when some people are moaning about the fact that they've done whatever with their trading, sometimes they need to keep themselves in check, and there's other people out there with who have got a completely different experience. So you've got a small property portfolio, you're trading, as it currently stands, you've found a style of trading which more suits your lifestyle.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think it means that I'm going to be able to relax a bit more as well. And it is to do with that relaxing and feeling comfortable with the trades.
Yeah.
I think it's...
And what's your plans?
I think they're going to have to start with finishing off these property bits.
Yeah.
I know that's going to be an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
But I'm looking for the new year to be a bit more of a starting point and actually bring together those trading styles, those analytical styles, if you like, and actually, see where we go.
Phil, we're out of time. We're almost overrun already.
All right.
Thank you ever so much for coming on and being so open.
Pleasure.
And talking about such a personal thing. It's been really appreciated. I'm sure our viewers will really appreciate you coming on and talking about these experiences. Phil, thanks ever so much for coming on Tip TV. My name's Charlie Burton. Trade safely out there.